There was a beautiful damsel of late, whom many young men did admire. One above all of a worthy estate, came to her and love did require. Soon he obtained this amorous maid, and all things was decently carried. £500 to her portion was paid, the very day that she was married. This being paid and all over and done, her father, to show himself noble, said at the birth of a daughter or son, this portion I promise to double. Therefore I say, make much of your bride, till then I will still be your debtor. Yet 7 years he did lie by her side, poor soul, she was never the better. There was no hopes of an heir being born, therefore he was much discontented. All his old cronies did laugh him to scorn, alas, he was daily tormented. Some they would say, were you worth your ears, you ne'er would have bought such a beauty. For to lie by her full 7 long years, and not perform family duty. True, he would stroke her and make a strange run, nay, kiss her and call her his honey. But something else must be done without doubt, ere he has the rest of the money. Many a sigh, alas, she let fly, I here am debarred of a pleasure. Had ever made such hard fortune as I weep and lament out of measure. Then was he troubled to see her so sad, for why she no longer could waive it. If any help in the world can be had, my dearest, said he, thou shalt have it. For as I am a right honest man, you know I was never unwilling. But yet I can do no more than I can, you ne'er wanted killing and billing. There is a lusty lad lives at the mill, who I have a fancy to hire. Being a man of much practice and skill, I am sure he will grant your desire. Then will thy joys and blessings abound, when as he has made thee a mother. Before I will lose the £500, I'll give the one half for the other. Yet I will get him as cheap as I can, I think it is nothing but reason. He is, I tell you, a right honest man, and knows how to do things in season. Now it shall be no longer deterred, I'll go to this Robin, my neighbor. With me I think he will not stand too hard, I'll give him £10 for his labor. He shall be sworn our counsel to keep, and not make the country acquainted. Then what he sows I do reckon to reap, sweet wife, let the time be appointed. And he in private shall come and go, then though you lie often together, there is no creature alive need to know, but that I am still the right father.